headaches when I come here. Right side, right. Left side, right, wrong.
Ja, 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 ja
অভ্যন্তরম শ্রুতি
Thank you.
ఈ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ గతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ నామినీ కృష్ణ భక్త రూప మతారఖ్యం నమామి భక్త శక్తి కృష్ణ కరుణ సింధో దీన బంధో జగాపతే రాధాంతమే జయతా మంద మతే గతి సర్వశ్యాదాంజు రాధా మదన మోహన విద్యా ఇంద్రియా అన్య అల్ప సుమాధీమా రత్నారా సింహ సమస్త్రీ రాధా వీర గోవింద స్మరామి శ్రీమాన్ రాసీ హంసి పటాసి హర్షన్ ధేను ధనై భూపీ భూపీ నాథ ప్రియ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే దిస్ ఈవెనింగ్ వి ఆర్ going to hold marriage ceremony for three couples of our students. The Krishna consciousness movement is to understand to always bear in mind or always be in consciousness that we are eternally related with the Supreme Personality of God. So, the process is to utilize this human form of life for elevating oneself to the highest perfectional state. There is evolution of life from lowest animal in the water and up to the highest platform or highest planetary life where the duration of life is many, many millions of years. The highest plant and fish stand is called Brahmalupa. Or where the first created being, Brahma, lives. The duration of Brahma's life is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. That's 43,000 of years multiplied by 1,000. Make 112 hours of that Brahmaloka. Just like there is distinction of the duration of life between the microbes and human beings. Similarly, there are different grades of different duration of life in different stages of planetary system. Life is evolving. Now, after evolutionary process from the lower animals, from the aquatic to plant life, vegetable life, then microbes, reptiles, birds, bees, then we come to the human form of life, the civilized form of life. Now here, it is just like crossing, where we should go next time. Whether I shall promote myself to the higher planetary system or into the spiritual sky, Vaikuntha Loka, or I shall go down again in the evolutionary process of lower animals. That is to be decided. So, if you want to go to the higher planetary system, we can go there. If you want to stay here, we can do that. If you want to go down, that we can do. And if we want to go back to Godhead, that also can do. So, this facility is given in this human form of life. Now it is our choice. Where shall I go? Shall I go down to hell or shall I go up to heaven or I shall go back to Godhead, back to home? Everything you can do. So how are these Krishna consciousness movement is directly approaching the spiritual side. Back to home, back to Godhead. No more evolutionary process. That is the advantage of this Krishna consciousness. If you make your consciousness completely absorbed in Krishna, if you understand what is Krishna, what is your relationship, how you have to act in that relationship, simply if you learn this time in this life, then it is assured by the Lord Himself, Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita, Kartā deham punat janma naiti māmiti kaunta. After leaving this body, one does not come again back to this material world to accept one of the 8,400,000 species of body, but he goes directly unto me. Jadgatyana nivartanti tadhāma parama. And if one can go back there, then he does not come back again in this material world to accept this material body. And material body means three kinds of misery. Threefold misery is all. And at least threefold misery is exhibited in four kinds of distresses. Namely, birth, death, old age, and disease. So this Krishna consciousness movement is not a new movement. It is there always in the Vedic scriptures. But people have forgotten, so we are trying to revive this movement Although in India, the movement is there always, especially since the last 500 years, introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In your country, it is introduced since 1966. But people are appreciating. We have got many books and literature, magazines to contain people about the importance of this movement. And those who are coming to be the serious students of this movement, initiated, they require to follow all principles of regulation. But one first regulation is that the student is not allowed to have illicit sex life. In this country, the guardians, the teachers, the government allows the boys and girls to meet together and have illicit sex life without marriage. That is not allowed in Krishna consciousness. If any boy or girl wants sex life, then he should regularly marry. That is civilized. Because in the civilized society, there is marriage sex. According to Vedic system, the father and mother's responsibility is for the child, unless they are married. It is the duty of the parents to see that the girl and the boy is married by the supervision of the parents. That is the basic way of civilization. In India, especially for the girls, if the girl is above the age of 13 years old and if she is not married by the father, or in the absence of father, the elder brother. Mother has not so much responsibility, but the father or the elder brother, then it is said that that man, father or elder brother, will go to hell. So it is a great responsibility to take care of the girl. According to Manu Sanghita, Vedic principles, woman has no independence. She must be taken care of by somebody. In the early age, the father is to take care. In the younger age, the husband, the good husband, has to take care. And when she is old, the elderly son, he has to take care. But woman is never allowed to remain independent. That is very true. Actually, the woman is weaker sex. They require protection by good father, good husband, and good child also. In my case also, there are many cases. I've left my home, I've got my wife, my elderly children, my grandchildren. So they are taking care of my wife. She has no concern. So that is the way of social system. And especially in our Krishna consciousness movement, we want to give the students complete peace of mind. Because without peace of mind, nobody can cultivate Krishna consciousness. That is stated in the Srimadha Bhagavatam. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yoga. Bhagavad tattva vijnanam mukta sangatya jayati. There is a process. The science of understanding God, the science of God, is a great science. People have no knowledge about it, but it is a great science. And the ways and means of understanding God is different from ordinary material science. So, the ways and means and the causes of understanding the science of knowledge is to hear. Sunnatam sarada krishna punnat sarana kīza riddhanta sarabhrāni vidhunati sihittatam. God is situated in everyone's heart. Simply do not know. He is situated everywhere. Within the atom also He is present. Annam tarastham paramānu chayam tarastham. God is present within this world, within everything, everywhere, even within the atom. Now, at the present moment, the atomic theory is very prominent, but in the Vedic literature it is said that God is existing even within the atom. Annam tarastham paramānu. Paramānu means atom. Therefore, Ishara Sarvabhutanam Vidyate Arjuna Tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is sitting within your heart. I am also sitting. This is there. This body is there. But my place is within the heart. The medical science also says all the energy is coming from the heart. The heart stops to work, that means man is dead. So, the soul and the super soul both are sitting in the heart. We get this information from many leaders. So, as soon as we begin hearing about the super soul or the Supreme Lord, then the contamination which are accumulated on the covering of our heart for so many years of our past life, by simply hearing, by electric science, or by lighting, it becomes clear. Sinnatam sapata krishna punnat savana kirtan. To hear about God is itself a pious activity. Even if we do not understand, simply if we hear this chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, one becomes very, very pious man. Apart from any other realization, he becomes a pious. In this way, as soon as we hear about God, we become clean of all contaminants, material contaminants. Then, our three modes of material nature, namely, we are, this world is moving under three modes. The modes of goodness, the modes of passion, and the modes of ignorance. So, generally, people are influenced by the modes of passion and modes of ignorance. Very few people are on the modes of goodness. But this process of hearing about God will gradually place one on the platform of the most of goodness. Sita sate prasidati. And the symptom, as soon as he is placed on the most of goodness, the symptom will be that he will feel satisfied. He will feel satisfied. Prasidati. In this way, when he is satisfied, when he is on the platform of goodness, or the platform of satisfaction, and that is wanted, prasanna manas, evam prasanna manas. How it is attained? Simply by hearing. The process. Process is simply here. Permissively here. Then he comes to the platform of goodness. And at that time, the passion and ignorance is completely moved out. And then he can understand what is the science of God, what is relationship. So we want to give chance to all to raise oneself to on that platform of goodness. And on this platform of goodness, there is no chance of indulging in passion and ignorance. Therefore, although it is not my duty, because I am a sannyasi, I have nothing to do, with social activity. And it's this, because in this country, mostly I choose wives and girls and not marriage. I have introduced this marriage system in our society, and the result is very good. You will be very pleased to know that Nandan has sent six boys and girls who were married by me in my presence. Formerly, they were not married. In my the other boys and girls, they were also living in that way. But the result has been very excellent. They are preaching their Krishna consciousness. They are not very big philosophers, not Vedantis, neither, born in the Vedic civilized way, just like ordinary way, but they have been trained only under my direction for only 2 years. But they are working in London very wonderfully, so much so that people have come to know that there is a movement, Krishna consciousness, and London Times, in this heading, they wrote, Krishna chanting startles London. So, formerly, many sannyasins went there to introduce this movement, but they failed. But these sincere boys and girls, they are not very aged also, not more than 26 years, any one of them. But they are doing very nice. So, the platform of purity is so nice that they can play tremendous. So we want such pair in our society. We are not dry. Everything is there. The hedonists, they want eat, drink, be merry and enjoy. These four things for the hedonists, they are going to help. But our the same things are there. We are dancing, we are chanting, we are eating, and we have love also between husband and wife, between the boys and girls. We allow everything. But everything is targeted to achieve the highest goal of life, Vishnu or Krishna. That is the significance of this life. We don't stop anything, but we regulate everything to achieve the highest perfection. That is our aim. Adanta Bhumi Vishanta Mitra. One who does not know this technique, this everyone, every living entity is by nature hankering after joy, joyful life. That is his nature. Because the Krishna and Radharani, see, yes, they are also transcendental unity. Krishna is representing a young boy, 16 years. Similarly, Radharani is also younger. They are chanting and they are playing on flute and they are enjoying life. They are not their associates. So, it is not dry, but it is as successful as they, in purity, not in the material modes of passion and evil. So, everyone is hankering after the pure, joyful life, but he does not know where to get it. That is the difference. That information that give it. Here is the love. You just try to approach Radha and Krishna, and you have full life of enjoyment. Anandamaya Vyasa, in the Vedanta Sutra, it is stated that the Supreme Person, the Supreme Law is full of enjoyment. He's not morose, he's not old, he's not without a joyful life, he's full of joy. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is to transfer everyone to that platform of full joyful life. So, in order to give them facility for acquiring this high school of life, we have introduced The marriage system is there also, according to our Vaishnava Smriti. Smriti means regulative, the law book, the statute book. Marriage line is there. We are preaching the cult of Lord Caitanya Mahaprabhu. He also married all the five associates of Lord Caitanya. They also married. Krishna also married. So marriage is not there. Marriage is, it is not there unless one becomes a sannyasi or a strict brahmachari. He cannot attain the highest professional life. No. Even in married life, but one has to accept. Married life means not taken one. It is not a license for taken. Although it is in some part of life, but it can lead to life. It can lead to life for producing children of Krishna consciousness. And at least one should be satisfied. The husband will help the wife will help the husband with advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is for the benefit of your country, for the benefit of the total human society. Thank you.
Yes. see Lal is remained on your left. Okay.
How can you avoid sense?
but the sun is trying to be like to see you on the inside. A vision for self. A vision. A vision means vision is the sun. So, sun can't come without the hanker is not sun. Well, how can I see this one? A woman should be honest and praised. She should be reckless to be protected. By the husband, by the son. And then you can do all right. Then it is changed now. We have got some wisdom. Now, that way.
Shri Guru Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Gopi,
Guru
Natha
Jesu
Thank you.
Thank you. Allah 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 Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.